First things first, man, I need to put this to bed because this is upsetting me and I didn't really sleep very well last night when I heard the news. But you are putting out some techno tracks. Don't do it, 50, stay in your lane.
No, I got a joint that I did that was like real up-tempo.
Okay, up-tempo in a Will I Am, a happy flow rider?
No, it's a different type of vibe. No. You know, it's still 50 Cent on the record.
Are you sure? This upset me when I heard it. It's no Dave Guthrie or whatever the dude's called. No funny stuff.
Nah, it's official. Oh, if you hear the record, you'll feel completely different about what I'm saying. Like, you know what I did? My Black Magic album.
Yes.
I've been listening to a lot of different kind of music.
Now, what can we...
But I want to create... I just want to create something that just out of the box. It ain't the same style, the same kind of music. I'm using different song formats. Not like I'll write a rap song in the sequence of a different kind of record.
Okay, I don't quite follow what you're saying, but I'm working with it.
R&B records may have 8-bar verses and bridges.
Exactly.
Along with the actual chorus.
Yes,
because the traditional hip hop record has 3 16-bar verses.
Correct. Count them.
So, to write it in a different format, instead of writing it the way the traditional rap record is written, to experiment with different things, still hip-hop music, still 50 Cent content, it's just written in a different way.
Yep, because in those R&B records, they take a long time to get the girl in bed. In my personal experience.
I get right to it.
Whereas in the hip-hop records, you can go there, do that, and you can be on to the next verse, on to the next subject.
On to the next day.
On to the next one. Right. So that's Black Magic looking pretty crazy. Now, you are traveling with a live band. What's that about?
Yeah. Well, this is the first time that I really built my set and built a tour for the UK.
Yes.
You know, so, like, because it started in Germany, I built a set that would complement each one of the venues that I'd actually be in. A lot of times I was coming from touring in the US and then coming to the UK.
Yes.
And then my set was on a boat on its way over for the first 2 weeks of the tour, you know what I mean?
Oh, for real? Yes. So
I missed a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And you know, this time I got a chance to come out with a full show. So I brought a live band this time. I brought
You still got the DJ.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Of course, that's traditional hip-hop.
Traditional,
like, and I kind of got that influence from Jam Master Jay, Run DMC.
Oh, may you rest in peace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, these hip-hop cats who go out without the DJ, I can never recognize the song they're performing. I can never. It's like, what are they doing now?
It's a mess. It's like a whole other song, right?
It's a mess, dog. But if you've got, like, the bass player playing along to the track, the drummer playing along, I can work with that. I can get my groove up.
But when they don't want a new record. I think I made the record right the first time. And that's what they're coming in here. Like, it's not like
exactly. They
want an entire new song. But the band does allow you to make different musical transitions that
and keep
a
the
DJ
groove.
Can.
Yeah, keep the groove, man. We don't want no MTV Unplugged right now. Okay. Now, you